We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Sylvan Hills High School in Sherwood in northern Pulaski County. 6A East Conference action for the Mountain Home Football Bombers tonight as they take on the Bears of Sylvan Hills. Sylvan Hills 3-4 on the campaign. They are 2-2 in the 6A East. The Bombers coming in with a record of 0-7, 0-4 so far in conference play. And much like Marion last week, this 3-4 record a little deceiving for Sylvan Hills. This is a good ball club. They've got some athletes, and this will be a tough test for this Mountain Home team tonight. Weather's going to be a factor. We've got light rain falling here at the stadium, and that's expected to continue throughout the game, so the football is going to be wet. It is a turf field, but the football is going to get wet and stay wet, so as the game progresses, that could be a factor in this contest. We're about 17 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a break. Talk more about the matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 5959. That's promo code 5959 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesars. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesars large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni, all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top 4 national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Sylvan Hills High School as we get ready to get this one kicked off. It's hard to believe it's already week 8. Only 2 more games after this one. This season has flown by. Joining me for the broadcast again tonight is Sonny Elliott, and thank goodness we're inside tonight.
Yes, most definitely, Brad. It's 54 degrees here in Sherwood, and it's a consistent light rain. It's one of those kind where it's just enough to be annoying. You can kind of get out there a little bit, and then next thing you know, you're probably soaking wet. But it says it feels like it's 50 outside. We had to open this window a while ago trying to get the crowd mic hooked up, and it felt a little colder than 50 degrees to us.
That 14-mile-per-hour wind is making a difference, isn't it? So.
It is, you know, and that's one of the things. We haven't really had a weather game yet this year.
No.
Coach Maddox on his show, for those who listened earlier, he mentioned that, you know, they really feel that this could be something that could work in our advantage. And also, this is going to be 2 teams that like to run the football.
Yes.
The 2 most running teams in the conference. And so we could be in for a very quick game, but it could be a little sloppy at times. Hopefully some balls will come out and get on the ground in our favor.
Well, let's talk about this Sylvan Hills Ball Club. This is a team that got hot at the end of last year and kind of went on a run, didn't they?
They did, and that really helped them build some confidence. You know, we saw that about 10, 12 years ago with Mountain Home, where they got hot at a at the end of the year, won six or seven games in a row, made an appearance in the state finals. Sylvan Hills wasn't quite as successful that last year, but they got hot. They made a run, went to the quarterfinals, played Greenwood, who is the class of 6A year in and year out, played them well. I believe we were talking earlier, it's the closest game that Greenwood had against the 6A team all year. So, you know, they like to get it done on the ground. They like to be physical, but that's not to say that they can't throw the ball if they want to throw the ball. And it's going to be a test for the Mountain Home defense tonight, first to step up and be as match them in physicality, but also not to fall asleep. I like some play action here in Sylvan Hills, and they will catch you napping.
This is a team that they've changed up their offense here in the last several weeks, and it's been successful for them.
You know, both teams have done that this year with their offenses. I think Coach Withrow down here at Sylvan Hills was trying to do a few things and just didn't seem like it was working, so they kind of put things back on the ground, and now they're really focusing on DJ Smith, and he has had a whale of a game the last three games. I believe it's three games in a row with over 100 yards rushing, and, you know, they got some pretty good size guys on the line. Checking in, I don't want to block this kid or try to penetrate against this left guard. But William Mayo is checking in at 6'5", 335. So they got some more size on the line. 5'9", 230, Terrell Polk. Dramer Lilly, 6'3", 292. And a little smaller outside with their tackles, including Jairus Howard. He's checking in at 5'9", 210. So a tough test for the Bombers to match that physicality. Going to have to really, you know, the key with the Bomber defense is they're getting those defensive tackles to neutralize those interior linemen and let the linebackers flow downhill and make some tackles.
You talk about William Mayo, young man's committed to UCA. He'll be playing for the Bears next year. He's going to remain a Bear after being here at Sylvan Hills. This is a team that we had a wild one with last year, 40-35, the final score, and it was a wild game.
Yeah, it was one of those back and forth games just the whole time, and it was crazy. And I think there was one turnover that kind of let the Sylvan Hills break out in front, and then we were kind of chasing them, but we had controlled that game real well. You know, a lot of the upperclassmen remember that game well and feel confident coming into tonight, even though the Bombers are a little bit shorthanded in some spots.
Got some injuries. They're racking up as again this year like they did last year, unfortunately. We're about 11 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a break, and Matt will check some of the games around the state for us. Great matchups this evening. He'll talk about those when we continue with the Bomber pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And good evening from the studio. We're glad you're joining us here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Sylvan Hills tonight down in Sherwood. We'll take a look more at that game in a little bit. Let's take a look for it right now. What else is going on? First off, in the 6A East, big matchup tonight, Searcy, who is ranked 7th in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is hosting the 5th-ranked team in Class 6A. That is Jonesboro tonight, so I'll tell you, a lot of eyes going to be on that game throughout the state tonight. Jacksonville is at West Memphis this evening, and Pine Bluff's actually not far from there as they are playing at Marion tonight. On the local level, Yellville Summit has the first of two road trips tonight. The Panthers are in Newark to take on Cedar Ridge. Salem is at home against McCrory this evening. Melbourne is at Mountain View. Marshall is in Searcy. A very tough matchup for the Bobcats as they are taking on the 4th-ranked team in Class 3A, Harding Academy, down at First Security Stadium. Harrison, who is ranked 5th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is hosting Alma tonight. Up in Missouri, this is the very last night of the regular season. District play will start next week. West Plains is currently ranked 4th in Class 4. The Zizzers are hosting Springfield Glendale tonight. Hollister is playing host to Mount Vernon, who is ranked 3rd in Class 3. Forsyth is at home against Buffalo. Branson is at Willard tonight. And Ava is at Willow Springs this evening. The Ava Bears currently ranked 5th in Class 2. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games, I haven't yet got to. Number 1 Bryant is at Cabot tonight. 2nd-ranked Bentonville is playing at Rogers this evening. Number 3 Greenwood is at Benton this evening. And both teams ranked in the Class 6A Top 5, Greenwood at number 1 and Benton at number 4. Number 4 Little Rock Christian, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is playing host to Whitehall this evening. 6th-ranked Conway entertains Little Rock Central. Number 8 North Little Rock is at home against Fort Smith Northside. 9th-ranked Bentonville West is hosting a Heritage, who made the short trip from Rogers. Lake Hamilton, who is tied for 10th in the state overall, ranked 3rd in Class 6A, is at Sheridan tonight. And number 10, Pulaski Academy, they're actually tied for 10th with Lake Hamilton. They're also ranked number 3 in Class 5A. They are on the road, but it's a very short trip as they are playing against Parkview this evening. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 6A Top 5. Only two I haven't yet mentioned in the Class 5A Top 5. Number 4, Valley View, is in Paragould tonight to take on Greene County Tech. And 5th-ranked Maumelle is at Beebe this evening. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Arkadelphia, is at home against Ashdown. 2nd-ranked Shiloh Christian is hosting Lincoln tonight over in Springdale. Number 3, Joe T. Robinson, is welcoming Bauxite down up to Little Rock this evening. Number 4, Nashville, is at home against Harmony Grove Haskell. And 5th-ranked Ozark has made the trip to Dover. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1, Ryzen, is in Lake Village tonight to take on Lakeside. 2nd-ranked Osceola is at Piggott. 3rd-ranked Camden Harmony Grove is hosting Falk. And number 5, Prescott, is at home against Horatio. In the Class 2A Top 5, there is a matchup between ranked teams as number 1, Fordyce, is at 2nd-ranked Junction City. Another big game this evening. 3rd-ranked Foreman is at home against Mineral Springs. You know Foreman's going to be paying attention a little bit afterwards to the Fordyce Junction City matchup as well. Number 4, Gurdon, is at Lafayette County. And 5th-ranked Desark is at home against Mariana Lee. So let's look at what else is going on around the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as we get closer to bringing you Mountain Home and Sylvan Hills tonight in Sherwood. We'll have more on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
We are getting closer to kickoff, about 3 minutes away from kickoff. Mountain Home and Sylvan Hills tonight. The Bombers 0-7, the Bears are 3-4, waiting for the captains to come out. And we're going to see who's going to get the football first to start the game. The weather conditions, we talked about that earlier, not ideal tonight. Some light rain continuing, blustery winds out of the northeast. And so the wind's actually blowing from the Sylvan Hills sideline on the far side towards the Mountain Home sideline.
I'm glad you know which way we're facing because I don't.
All I know is it's blowing in. We tried to put a mic out, or crowd mic, to get all the crowd noise and everything, but it got too wet too fast, and so we couldn't do that. So we're going to stay inside the not the ideal press box, but hey, we're nice and warm in here. Everybody else is sitting outside looking in at
us. That's right. They got some out there. They're trying to get in. Somebody done offered to take my spot tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she good looking?
Mr. Hirschberger.
Oh, I'll pass,
was,
I'll pass
he
on
was
that.
He was ready to come in and be your partner for the broadcast tonight.
Well, the captains are on the field, and the officials going over the ground rules and checking everything there, and we'll see who's going to get this football first. Senior night here at Sylvan Hills, their final two games are on the road, so this is their last home game.
And they had a bunch of them.
They did, didn't they? It took a while. The coin toss has been won by Mountain Home, and the Bombers have elected to receive. They'll have the football first. We'll take a break, come back, and get this one started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by
Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, the Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.